So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. How does reviving an old property sound?
Oh, it sounds like I love you. What property did you dig up?
You remember Jumanji?
Oh, Jumanji.
I think I heard some nostalgia in your voice.
I did make the nostalgia noise.
So in this movie, instead of a board game, Jumanji's gonna turn itself into a video game.
Oh, interesting.
And instead of the jungle coming out of the game, the players are gonna go into the jungle in the game.
Like Alan Parrish in the first movie.
Exactly, just like Alan in the first movie. They start the game, they get sucked inside of it.
Oh, that's not how it worked in the first movie. It was like a specific thing he landed on.
Oh, well, to be honest, I haven't seen it. I did skim through the Wikipedia page, though.
Yeah, that sounds like it should be good enough.
So yeah, we're gonna start the movie with this really fun thing where four kids get sent to detention, right?
Did you also read the Breakfast Club Wikipedia?
I did. So there's this nerdy guy, Spencer, a football player named Fridge, a popular girl named Bethany, and like a shy-ish girl named Martha.
Okay, so they find this Jumanji game while they're in detention?
Exactly. So they all end up in the game as avatars that are like the opposite of their OneNote character descriptions.
Very fun. So tell me about these avatars.
Well, Spencer gets this super muscular avatar, Dr. Bravestone. And I was thinking Dwayne Johnson would be great to do it. Do you think he'd be into it?
You said this takes place in the jungle?
That's right, the jungle, yeah.
He'll be into it.
Well, great. And then I figure we could get Kevin Hart to play the big football player guy's avatar.
Oh, so he's gonna act like a big tough football guy?
No, he would just act like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that is his specialty.
Then I thought we could get Jack Black to play the avatar of the popular girl, Bethany.
Oh, pretending to be a teenage girl is tight.
Ugh.
I mean, I imagine that's not something that I do regularly.
Very weird. So anyway, Bethany's gonna be like fascinated that her avatar has like, you know, male parts.
Wait, this Jumanji game gave the avatars genitals?
It sure did. Fully functioning too, because she pees with it and then later she gets aroused from a hug.
That has just insane implications.
No, it's funny.
Does that mean these avatars can like do stuff with each other?
What?
Can they get each other pregnant?
Oh my god, this has insane implications.
Yeah,
but penis jokes are very funny.
That's a good point. They are very funny.
Yeah, so we're gonna, you know, return to that well quite a bit.
Well, okay then.
Then the shy girl Martha's avatar is gonna be like this Lara Croft type character. Her name's Ruby Roundhouse, and she wears this, like, revealing, tight-fitting outfit.
I feel like internet people might get mad about that.
Well, actually, we're gonna have a joke about how revealing and impractical female costumes are. It's like a commentary.
But she's still gonna wear it the entire movie?
That's right. So we get to seem woke, but still have her wear skimpy clothes the whole time.
Oh, very smart.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff do they have to deal with inside Jumanji?
Well, they meet this guide dude, and he only has, like, specific things he's able to say, because he's an NPC.
Oh, interesting. Playing with, like, the video game format a bit.
Exactly, and so the players are gonna be shown this cutscene, right? And it explains who the bad guy is, and that there's this magic jewel that gave him powers, and it needs to be returned to this jaguar statue.
Oh, cutscenes. That's gonna be an interesting device to play with throughout the movie.
That's literally the only time it'll happen.
Oh, it is, so we're not gonna see anything from the villain's perspective after that?
No, we will.
But if he's a part of the video game, that means he's not, like, running around living a life. How are we gonna be able to see that stuff?
I don't know.
Fair enough. So who is the bad guy?
His name is Van Pelt.
Oh, Van Pelt, like the hunter in the first movie.
Exactly, and in the first movie, he like represented daddy issues in the main character, and he was actually played by the same actor as the father character, you know, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, that was some interesting stuff. So what's his connection to the protagonists in this one?
None whatsoever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, in this one, he's evil and has vague animal powers.
That's, well, okay.
So anyway, the characters are gonna realize that they each have three lives after Bethany gets eaten by a hippo.
So these characters are gonna die?
They are, several times. Like Ruby Roundhouse gets shot in the chest and explodes and dies.
Oh my god, what?
Well, she has other lives, so it's okay.
But I mean, do they feel pain?
They do, yeah. They're constantly saying ouch when they get thrown around and stuff.
So Martha experiences the pain of being shot in the chest and dying.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I feel like that's incredibly dark and psychologically scarring.
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this death thing, okay?
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Thanks, I just want to have a couple of gags, create some artificial stakes, and extend the runtime.
So what kinds of jungle threats are they gonna deal with?
You know, motorcycles.
What, motorcycles?
Yeah, you know, a lot of motorcycles and henchmen, a lot of hand-to-hand combat.
That doesn't really scream jungle to me. It feels like it should be more animal-focused.
Well, I want to have a bunch of cool fight scenes, and I can't have them punching animals.
That's a good point.
Like, Ruby Roundhouse is good at dance fighting, right? So we're gonna have that Oh Baby I Love Your Way song play on a radio while while she just kicks butt.
So did Jumanji pay, like, licensing fees to use that song?
Unclear, sir, but they're definitely playing it.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
They're also gonna go to a market and meet this guy Alex that's been stuck in the game for, like, 20 years living inside this hut thing that Alan Parrish built.
Wait, so in the first movie, we said that Alan was in, like, the deep, dark jungle wearing banana leaves, but now we're saying he was in a house near a market?
That's right.
That works.
So then they need to escape via helicopter, and Alex is the only one who can fly it, but he's too scared.
Wow, is it gonna be hard to convince him to do it?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, you can do this, and he's like, oh yeah, okay, let's go.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah, so then after some scary business with a rhino stampede, they land the helicopter in a safe spot.
What? Why don't they fly around the island? Don't they need to find a big jaguar thing?
Yeah, but that would end the movie. The movie's not done yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So anyway, eventually they do find the jaguar, but they need to get around Van Pelt.
How do they manage that?
Well, Martha, like, allows herself to be killed, right? So she respawns in the sky, and as she's falling, Spencer's going up the jaguar on a motorcycle, and she hands the jewel off to him, and then he puts it in the jaguar, and then they all yell Jumanji, and Van Pelt turns into rats.
What?
Oh, definitely don't think about this too much.
Oh, okay, I won't then.
So what do you think? Do you think it's gonna do well?
Well, I mean, you heard the nostalgia noise I made earlier.
I did.
So yeah, I'd say this is gonna do pretty well. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.